For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com.
From the Hensler Financial Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, May 25th, and happy 60th birthday to Mike Myers.
We get the warhead, and we hold the world ransom for $1 million.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the top stories that Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. One dead after shooting at a North Cobb home. Cobb gas prices ticked down ahead of Memorial Day. And the Marietta Fire Marshal suspects arson in a semi-truck fire. Plus, Leah McGrath of Ingles Markets talks with our own Bruce Jenkins about cutting back on sugar. All this and more coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. A shooting incident at a North Cobb home resulted in one man's death and another being injured. The incident claimed the life of 28-year-old Marietta resident Anthony Jones. Jones, along with two other individuals, attempted to rob two men who responded by defending themselves with gunfire. Police responded to a residence on Buckline Court in the Noonday area after getting a report of a person being shot. They discovered a male victim identified as Jones lying in front of the home with multiple gunshot wounds to the torso. Investigations indicate that Jones, along with 20-year-old Darius Butler from Cartersville and an unnamed third suspect, had planned to commit an armed robbery against a 25-year-old man from Kennesaw and a 24-year-old man from Woodstock. The intended victims defended themselves, shooting Jones and Butler during the incident. Jones was pronounced dead at the scene. Butler, injured by gunfire, is now in police custody. He faces charges of armed robbery, aggravated assault, and murder. Keep an eye on mdjonline.com for more developments in the case. As Memorial Day weekend approaches, gas prices in Cobb County have seen a slight decrease over the past 6 weeks. The average price per gallon in Cobb is currently at $3.27, down from $3.37 in April, according to AAA. Georgia's average price per gallon has also gone down by 13 cents compared to a month ago. Georgia motorists are now paying around $49 to fill a 15-gallon tank of regular gas, which is nearly $14 less compared to last year. AAA reports a decline in gas demand and a decrease in domestic gasoline stocks, which could potentially lead to further reductions in pump prices. AAA advises drivers to maintain their vehicles, combine errands to limit driving, and drive slower to save fuel. As is generally the case, prices typically rise during the summer months due to increased travel and demand. The Marietta Fire Marshal's office suspects that a semi-truck was intentionally set on fire this week. Responding to multiple 911 calls, the Marietta Fire and Police Departments arrived at a shopping center on Cobb Parkway South in the early morning. The fire was swiftly extinguished and fortunately no injuries were reported. Investigators believe the incident involved vandalism with several trucks and trailers targeted. Specifically, a 2018 Peterbilt and a 2017 Freightliner were set ablaze. Anyone who has information about the incident or the individual responsible is urged to contact Lieutenant Richard Franklin of the Marietta Fire Marshal's Office or the Georgia Arson Control Hotline. Keep an eye on mdjonline.com for developments as the investigation continues. We'll have more in just a moment.
When it comes to solving complex engineering challenges, there's only one name you need to know: Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Our team of experts has years of experience and uses the latest technology to provide innovative solutions for all your home needs. From foundation repair to waterproofing and drainage solutions, we've got you covered. We work with both residential and commercial clients, and we're committed to providing excellent customer service every step of the way. And with our state-of-the-art equipment and top-quality materials, you can be confident that your project will be completed to the highest standards. So why settle for less when you can have the best? Call Engineered Solutions of Georgia today to schedule your free consultation and see how we can help you tackle any engineering challenge.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. 678-ESOG now.
Summer scorching heat is here, but fear not. Don't let your house turn into a blast furnace. Call the trusted experts at Daco Systems. At Daco Systems, we do things the old-fashioned way, believing in hard work, quality, and honest communication to ensure your satisfaction. Our service technicians are highly trained and certified, staying up to date with the latest industry standards. You can trust our expertise to keep you cool. Worried about costs? We've got you covered. Daco Systems offers free estimates, and if we do the repairs, there's no diagnostic fee. If you're in need of a new system, we understand the financial strain. That's why we provide financing options and a 100% performance guarantee. When you choose Daco Systems, exceptional service and professionalism are guaranteed from every member of our team. Stay cool this summer and enjoy peace of mind. Call Daco Systems today at 770-209-2261 or visit us at dacosystems.com. Daco Systems, your premier train comfort specialist.
Northside Hospital and the Atlanta Braves marked the opening of the new Northside Hospital Nursing Lounge at Truist Park with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. This lounge offers a quiet and comfortable space for mothers and infants attending Braves games and other events at the park. Located between the left field gate and section 141, the air-conditioned lounge features rocking chairs, recliners, a changing table, TVs, and expert advice on breastfeeding from Northside Hospital's lactation specialists. Danielle Badass, Braves Vice President of Community Affairs, expressed gratitude to Northside Hospital for their support in creating a welcoming place for moms and babies. Lee Eccles, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Northside, highlighted their commitment to healthy moms and babies and their partnership with the Braves. A former Cobb County police officer, Robert New, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison and 14 years of probation after pleading guilty to aggravated assault and first-degree cruelty to children. New had 27 years of law enforcement experience and was employed as a Cobb police officer at the time of the crime. The investigation began when a concerned individual discovered that the victim, who has cognitive disabilities, had been choked by New. Further investigation revealed that New had met the victim, who had a childhood traumatic brain injury, on a dating site. Prosecutors stated that New choked the woman to the point of her inability to breathe and also attempted to involve her underage niece in their sexual activities. The guilty plea was accepted by Superior Court Judge Kelly Hill, with Lindsay Rayner prosecuting the case on behalf of the state and Steve Cook representing New. In Game 3 of the Class AA State Championship Series at Advent Health Stadium in Rome, Jackson Ugla, son of former Brave Dan Ugla and a junior at North Cobb Christian, seized a golden opportunity. With the score tied 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning, Ugla stepped up to the plate and delivered. Despite the friendly banter from his former teammates on Mount Perrin Christian, Ugla silenced them with a double off the left field wall, driving in 2 runs and giving North Cobb Christian a 3-1 lead. This ignited a flame inside of him, and the team followed with an impressive 8-run fifth inning. Brock Parker's 2-run single sealed the deal, invoking the mercy rule and leading to an 11-1 victory. It was North Cobb Christian's first state title as a GHSA program and validation after falling short in last year's championship series. Tampa Bay Rays outfielder Josh Lowe, a Pope alum, has proven that his strong performance this season is more than just a hot start. With a batting average of .318, 11 home runs, 34 RBIs, and 9 stolen bases, the 25-year-old is showing the potential to become a solid big leaguer. Rays manager Kevin Cash praises Lowe's consistent performance and ability to make adjustments. Lowe was selected by the Tampa Bay Rays with the 13th pick in the first round of the 2016 Major League Baseball draft. Lowe attended Pope High School in Marietta. He played third base and was a pitcher. As a senior, he was the Gatorade Baseball Player of the Year for Georgia after hitting .391 with 11 home runs and 39 RBIs. We'll be back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
The Yarab Shrine Circus is back in Marietta for its 80th year, bringing excitement and entertainment to the community. This long-standing tradition showcases thrilling performances and family-friendly acts that captivate audiences of all ages. In addition, Smyrna presents Food Truck Tuesdays, a delicious event where a variety of food trucks gather to offer a wide range of culinary delights. Perfect opportunity to explore different flavors and indulge in a unique dining experience. All of this brought to you by JRM Management.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you a fan of yogurt, but are you trying to avoid added sugar? Buy containers of plain yogurt or plain Greek yogurt and add your own fresh, frozen, or canned fruit as long as the fruit is packed in its own juice. If you like a little bit of sweetness, you could add some non-caloric sweeteners or stir in some low-sugar jam.
And now Leah McGrath, corporate dietitian with Ingles Markets, joins our own Bruce Jenkins to discuss cutting back on sugar in our diets.
I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
This next question is a concern for me because I really enjoy my sweets. I love ice cream, sandwiches, chocolate. Oh my gosh, I could eat those all day long. But my doctor says I need to cut down on my sugar. So what's a good substitute for this? Maybe something like honey?
Yeah, no, honey is not a good substitute for sugar. Honey counts as an added sugar. It has very similar properties to white sugar or brown sugar. Your body recognizes all those pretty much the same way. Like a lot of people like to say, oh, you know, honey is so great because it, you know, it's all natural. It's from bees. Well, you know, sugar is natural as well. You know, honey will raise blood sugar up if you have diabetes. It'll do a really good job at that, actually. So honey is not necessarily a substitute. Like if you're trying to decrease calories, it's not gonna do that for you. There are a lot of what we call non-nutritive sweeteners on the market. There's everything from stevia to all the different pink packets, blue packets, yellow packets. Overall, it's probably better to start training yourself to try and eat foods that are lower in sugar overall and get your sweetness from things like fruit instead of things like high added sweetener foods like candy, cookies, cakes, sweetened beverages. And it's interesting timing. Just today, there was a press release that came out from the World Health Organization discouraging the use of non-nutritive and artificial sweeteners unless you have diabetes. Now, there are some issues with the studies that they base this on, but I think that overall like looking for ways to find sweetness without necessarily eating a lot of foods with added sugars or artificial sweeteners is probably the way to go. And when it comes to foods that have natural sweetness, you can't really beat fruit, whether it's fresh or frozen or canned. You know, having a serving of fruit will give you so much more than just the sweetness. It also gives you vitamins and minerals and fiber. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have closing thoughts after this.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com.
For more than 35 years, Atlanta has been tuning into Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. Every week, our experts answer your questions on personal finances, stocks, or the economy. The Money Talks hosts take an in-depth look at a variety of money and financial matters, including 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies. Tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about your community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer, Jacob Sutherland, Director, Doug Harding, Creative Director, Brian Giffen and Jason Gentarola, News Producers, and Shinrei Zhang, Video Director. All rights reserved.